Statue of Till Eulenspiegel.
Hold it! I, Till Eulenspiegel, have a final story to tell you. Look, they've immortalized me with a donkey, which has long since died. But when I think what a good prank I played on the university professors with this donkey, I was supposed to teach him to read, and they really believed that he could. Can you see the two letters in the open book? They are simply I and A, in English, of course, but in German they are pronounced E and R. And, well, the donkey read them out loud while he turned one page after another. And do you know how he did it? It was quite easy, and this is where I come in. I put the book in the donkey's stable and put oats between the pages, so he had to turn the pages with his tongue to reach his food. Well, I fed him in this way for a long time, and then I summoned the lofty gentleman professors. By this time, there were no oats between the pages, and so he turned and turned and called out louder and louder, E-R, E-R, E-R. The professors stood around in stunned amazement at a donkey that could read. So I took them a little further on the ride and said that within 10 years he would be able to read a whole psalm from the Bible and swore a personal bet with the rector, who pledged me financial assistance in advance, of course, because naturally I needed an apprenticeship fee and money for the donkey's upkeep. I overshot my limits, do you think? Well, 10 years is a long time, and the rector was old, the donkey was old, and I could have died within the same time too, so I took my chances. Thus it came as it should have come. The donkey died. I collected all my money together and disappeared from the town, but not without proclaiming even 100 years wouldn't have sufficed to teach this barefoot donkey to read.